You have something special. You have greatness in you. You have the ability to do more than you can ever begin to imagine. Hello, my name is Les Brown. I'm Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. You've heard that before. And my special guest that's a part of my dream, I've always had a dream of having a career that not only would I be able to make a difference in other people's lives, but a dream that would involve my children. And my oldest daughter, Ona Brown, she's known as the message midwife. She worked with speakers and trainers and coaches from around the world. And she has a process to bring out the message that's in them. But the process that she engages in first is to empower the messenger, focus on the messenger and then the message. You know, there's a saying, practice what you preach, but she believes and her philosophy is preach what you practice. Hello, how are you?
I'm wonderful, Dad. How are you?
I'm doing better than good, better than most, sometimes even better than that. Yes, we also call her the Echo. She knows all my quotes, but I got some I don't think you're going to be able to finish, but I'm not going to test you right now.
Okay.
The last conversation we had, we talked about answering the call, and you did that. You answered the call on your life. And as a result of that, a lot of lives have been changed. I would say the fallout from that has been that people who were in a dark place of feeling helpless and hopeless, lives have been transformed and came out into the light because of the time that they spent with you as a coach, that they were able to change how they saw themselves, which empowered them to see themselves and their circumstances differently. So I want to know, as you have now taken on this new chapter in your life, going down this path, what is it that you see that keep people, most people, I would say, that living up to their true potential, tapping into that unlimited power that we talk about that they have within themselves to do more, to have more, and to live a life that's bigger than them? What is it that you see that's blocking them?
I would say the fear of being wrong, of being vulnerable, of not knowing what they're doing sometimes. People get amazed at, because I've been in this industry, the self-development industry, for over 24. This is my 24th year, and I'm obviously at a mastery level in coaching. According to Malcolm Gladwell, once you put in over 10,000 hours in something, you reached a mastery level. But I still have times and moments when I'm doing things that what I described in the other segment are scary. And most of us are not willing to let go of what we know. And we're holding on to our behavior patterns, and we're not willing to get out of our comfort zone, which is what Dr. Brian Tracy calls the danger zone. And that's a challenge, because what happens is you don't know what it's going to look like. You don't know if there's no guaranteed success. And you always used to say, success doesn't make an appointment. It's not convenient. It's not according to when you want it or how you want it. And it may show up in a way of you doing something that really stretches you, that really challenges you, that makes you get eye to eye with whatever it is that's holding you back. And sometimes you got to face your dragon. We all have a dragon that we're dealing with. And so the question is, are you willing to slay the dragon, or are you going to run in the other direction? And that requires you to be bold and courageous and to not feel like you have to have it all together.
So, but let me ask you now, when you look at your life now and people that you have coached and you speak, I want to know what role. We know people block themselves, and sometimes they are their own worst enemy. But what about toxic relationships, relationships that compromises your power and prevent you from going to that next level? What role does that play?
In people's lives, oftentimes it plays a huge role, because we have a tendency to keep hoping that people will get better, to keep hoping that they will start to see just how good you are to them and how awesome you are for them. But the reality is, if that person is not present and if they're not aware and they're not raising their consciousness and working on their ability to see greatness in motion, then they're going to miss it. It can be right in front of them and they can miss everything you are doing. So the question is, if that continues, what are you going to do? Are you going to continue to be there and be abused or misused? And I just have a very low tolerance for drama, negativity, mm-hmm. as you know.
Yes.
And I am definitely the runaway bride.
I remember one time you say, why all the guys that I'm with, they try and put my light out?
They're so drawn to the light.
Yeah.
Then once they get close to the light, it's yeah. like, I don't want nobody to see this light but me. So it's like they want to dim it. Yeah, yes. That's an interesting thing. But I think it comes back to fear, which is false evidence appearing real. And it's also us are wanting to control thing, which is ego driven, edging God out. So when we get to a place where we know that there is an abundance of love and there's abundance of light, and we don't have to be fearful of losing something that's beautiful because it wasn't yours in the first place. You just got blessed with an opportunity to experience beauty, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then you celebrate that and you move forward and you pour in and you bless that. But you know that even at the end of the day, it's not, nothing is ours, not even this yes. life. It was given to us.
You know, Wayne Dyer said, and I wonder how you feel about this. He says, don't attach yourself to stuff.
Yes. Being detached.
Being detached, yes.
At first when I heard about living this life of detachment, uh-huh. I thought it was a cold approach to life. I
yes.
felt like, okay, what are they trying to say? We're supposed to be connected and attached. But I understand now because nothing should shake your peace. Nothing should compromise your joy. Nothing should have you in a place where you don't know who and whose you are and what you're here to do and be willing to live out your purpose by any means necessary.
If people want to get in touch with the Message Midwife,
mm-hmm.
how should they do that?
They should go to onabrown.com.
She That's, looks like me without a beard. Go ahead.
Thank you for the compliment. That's Ona, as yeah. in Obama, Oprah, Ona,
uh-huh.
O-N-A, Brown, like the color, no E.com. And they can find me on social media under Own with Ona. That's O-W-N-W-I-T-H-O-N-A. Under Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Own with Ona. But they also can go to onabrown.com.
What's the biggest thing that you had to overcome when you decided that you're going to face your fears and come up with a strategy to handle them?
Finding a way to make a way out of no way and being able to accept myself and know that I am worthy, even in the shadow of a gigantic, amazing living legend like yourself, there's still value in my life, my little old special light.
You're so special.
This
yes,
is
you
true.
Are. I love you.
I love you more.
We've been talking to the Message Midwife, Ona Brown, my daughter, my oldest daughter. Now, we have something else that we're going to be doing, and I'll be talking to you about it. And ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you for tuning in. I hope that you got some value out of our conversation. And keep in mind, you have something special. You have greatness in you. You don't know enough about yourself to talk about yourself in a negative way. Don't accept the limited conversation that life has given you. You can't fit a big dream into a small mind. Mm. Transform your thinking about yourself. Rethink how you're showing up in life, because you were chosen on purpose, with a purpose, for a purpose, to do something special. You have something special. You have greatness in you. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
You are listening to Les Brown Greatness Radio, positive and motivational content curated by the legendary Les Brown.